This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows, Suicide Squads, Mason. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is Mason.
We could talk about Homicide Squads as well.
Could we?
NYPD Blues.
Oh, that's my favorite. Nah, I don't like any of that. Ah, you know, if it's on, I don't turn it off. Just like, let this roll.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how Special Victims Unit's been on for 47 years. It's because people go, I won't turn this off.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I love watching the results of horrifying violence unfold.
Is this the one with Detective Gorin? Doesn't matter.
No,
I
that's
guess.
Criminal intent.
It is.
It does matter. It's criminal intent.
All right. Do you want to get straight to the news?
Straight to the news.
But we also, of course, we're doing our monthly loot crate unboxing.
I got it right here.
You know, I never used to watch unboxing videos, right? And I still don't. But now when I see one, I'm like, what's in the loot crate?
Exactly.
And then I got to click on it.
Exactly. You know the reason. You know the reason you don't click on loot crate unboxing videos?
Yeah.
Because they distract you with the visuals. You want an unboxing that's just rustling. You want just some tapping and rustling and then somebody going, oh, it's a thing.
Yeah, just a man struggling to open a pretty easy to open box.
How dare you? Wait a minute right now.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, I'll do the first bit of news.
Oh. Look, no, it's fine. I just wanted to say I forgot because this one's been on the boil for a while. We've had it here for a little bit.
Yeah.
This one, I can't remember what the theme is, but basically
it's
Rick and Morty theme.
Yes!
If you bloody ask me.
I nearly gave my box away to my nephew as well today.
Wow, regrets. Glad I didn't. You've had a few.
Yeah, that's right. So Jimmy Smits has confirmed.
From NYPD Blue.
Oh my God.
He was.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
This show is just all sorts of magic.
Yeah.
He's confirmed that he will make an appearance in Rogue One.
Oh,
there you go. So we've
as
got
Senator. What's his face?
Bail Organa.
There you go.
He's got a little goatee.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a tunic.
Mm-hmm.
He's always like, I don't care for this Order 66 or whatever. You watched that kid Jedi get shot.
And what did he do?
He flew away.
Yeah, he did.
What do you think about that?
Love it.
Cool.
Love Jimmy Smits.
Me too.
Yeah.
Is there any more kind of prequel stuff that you'd like to
Shield
see?
Number was 3118.
Is that true?
Like, might have been. I
okay,
can't remember.
Good stuff.
Pretty close.
Someone will know. Someone will definitely know.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else you want to see roll over? Because we're getting Darth Vader. We're getting Mon Mothma, who was in a deleted scene from episode 3.
How long do you think a Dexter Jetster lives?
I think he's probably got a short lifespan.
No. Oh, because he's so big.
He's so big.
He collapsed under his own
weight. It depends.
Weight.
How many hearts has he got? He could have like 10 hearts.
And he's in that diner a lot. So.
Yeah.
Maybe one goes to heart disease every couple of decades.
Right, right.
I still have a few left.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So you want to see Dexter Jetster.
I want to see Dexter
That's
Jetster.
That's priority number one.
Yes.
Would you want to see the Emperor turn up as well? Maybe even in a hologram? Be like, it's me, I'm here. Bah. Bah. No?
What's he going to do?
Bah.
You're doing it like he's a finger puppet.
He is a
puppet. I'd like to see him in finger puppet form, yes.
Sure, good, good. What do you got? What's the first thing?
Planet Express.
I bloody miss Futurama, man.
I know, right?
You know, I've got
relive it. It's the Planet Express ship and you put it on your desk. It's a mini master vehicle.
That is cool. You know, I've got 6 episodes of that left.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched it because I'm like, when I watch this, there's no more Futurama. So I haven't. Again, so it's been like 2 years that I just haven't watched it.
I've got a lot of series like that.
Okay. Cool, cool. All Futurama?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Wait, are you including like the Bender's Big
Store? This is the new... No, after that. This is when they started making actual episodes again.
Oh,
after
yeah, all okay. That. Yeah, I have not watched those.
It's okay. Okay. Yeah, it's like from memory, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the Red Dwarf X.
Yeah,
Futurama.
I guess you could. So you didn't like the Bender's Big Score and all that?
I did not like nor dislike them.
There he is.
Mm-hmm. He's
there he is. He certainly
Look, I've got some opinions later, but there's going to be many opinions when we get to the meat of this episode. So right now I'm going to have very little opinion.
Okay, good.
We can do that.
I'd love to know how little of opinion of an
this
opinion.
This looks great though. Look, it's like it's got that.
It's a standee. I get it.
Yeah, it's a standee, but it's got that cartoony sheen about it. But
yeah.
It's bloody real, man. It's bloody real.
So speaking of opinions that you probably have little opinions on.
Yes.
The Dunkirk teaser, the Christopher Nolan war epic.
Yep.
Are you excited for seeing that movie?
That's a good question. Here's the thing. Is it just a straight ahead war movie?
I believe so. There's no time travel or kind of mind bending physics.
Then yes, it is, because I would like to see what weird thing he gets slightly wrong, and it upsets me for the whole movie, because every single one of his movies has one of those little things and I'm like, I'm quite enjoying this, and then I go, oh, how would that, couldn't, why is that device going to microwave all the water in Gotham City and drive everybody crazy? Wouldn't it just microwave all the water in everybody's bodies and
yes.
They'd all die?
I was about to ask, what's the example of the Batman Begins one? And you gave me that one.
That one,
okay,
yeah.
So in The Prestige, it's the cloning machine.
Spoiler alert, it's the cloning machine.
It's the cloning machine.
Why wouldn't he have a different solution to that?
In Insomnia, it's Al Pacino, I believe.
Yes. Memento doesn't have one.
No, that's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, that one is, I'm going to say, flawless. Please email in with your flaws in that movie so it can upset me. It upsets me that there's nothing that upsets
me in
that
Inception?
Movie. I guess in Inception it is, why are they in such danger? Why wouldn't the flight attendant just wake them up? She's
sure.
In on it.
Because if they're in the dream and they die in the dream, they die in real life. That's the...
No, I don't know either.
Rick and Morty's got a great episode on that.
Yeah.
You know where they do all the Inception.
Speaking of, Rick and Morty tea. It's his bloody, it's a schematic of his blaster.
His
portal gun. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Good print. I love the bloody, see, that's the thing. I love the print and I love that I get the reference.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
I bloody love Rick
that's
and Morty.
A good one.
Can't wait for it to come back.
You're actually wearing a Level Up.
Yeah, they sent a t-shirt thing.
Which is their, like, their sub, it's their subline, which is just t-shirts and it's the bloody.
Because you mentioned it, so they sent it and it's Voltron and it's, you know what I did? You can see it. Oh, it's not on the floor. I actually took off my t-shirt I was wearing and threw it on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's, or maybe it was me picking
and
it up.
It's floated off the ground. They're that good.
No, and then I just, no, that was a t-shirt I was wearing. I ditched it.
Oh, you ditched
and
it. Okay.
And put the new one on.
Wow.
Yeah. But it tells you a little bit more. Do you remember I didn't like the Interstellar trailer because it was just corn and sadness and like stock footage maybe.
Yeah. And eventually the movie was corn and sadness. And then just bookshelves.
And Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Surprise Matt Damon role. Yeah. I really liked it though. To me, his movies are either good or great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like there's nothing that I'm like, ugh, hate that one.
Uh-huh.
Probably the one I think I like the least is Insomnia. And it might just be Opportunity.
Geno, right, yeah. Is Dunkirk, I always wonder how Nolan chooses the things that he does.
Right, right.
Is this one he's written with his brother? Is this
I
one of those
couldn't
ones?
Tell you to be honest.
Okay.
I know what's his brother? Jonathan Nolan's doing the robot cowboy
Real Steel.
TV. Yeah, he's doing Real Steel. No, he's doing the robot cowboy TV.
Westworld.
Show. Westworld, yeah.
Which
so
looks good. We talk about
good.
That trailer.
Yeah,
it looks
man.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
What are we talking about? Oh yeah, Dunkirk. So it's gonna be straight ahead war movie.
Yeah, same.
Is there a
that.
Battle of Dunkirk?
I believe so. I should have looked into this more.
No.
This is the kind of thing I
no,
used
don't,
to know.
No, don't honor the brave men and women that lost their lives in presumably the Battle of Dunkirk. Just don't even worry about
it,
man.
I think it was something to do with the withdrawal from a particular region, from memory. I might be wrong.
Dunkirk?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, great.
Good. Mason, if you'll allow me to, I'm going to circle back to Star Wars. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
The ABC president, Channing Dungey, says that he's had conversations...
No, I apologize.
That's just a man's name you're making fun
yes,
of.
Yes, it is, yeah.
He said that they've had conversations about bringing Star Wars to TV. Does that excite you that Star Wars goes to TV, but it's at ABC where they do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter and all that and the like? Is that what you want to see?
Well, that's the thing. I have no I don't know what... What has Star Trek been in?
Not Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Lost my train of thought there. I was looking at the bloody... I'm looking at the bloody thing.
I see what you're doing.
There's a Star Trek thing in the magazine.
I know what a Star Trek is.
All right. Star Wars, ABC, Agent Carter.
Yeah, season one was good. I dropped right off season two, okay. And then they cancelled it.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ooh. New Ghost Rider's in a car. Remember they tried to get you back.
Stop trying to drag me back in. Every time they're bloody... Patton Oswalt didn't get me back in. Ghost Rider in a car is not going to get me back in. It's Ghost Driver.
You're right, it is.
It's Ghost Driver.
Yeah, yeah. Unless he's sitting on the roof of the car, that would count as riding. It's just true. Saying.
And he's got his bloody flaming chain through the steering wheel.
Like that Mr. Bean episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because ghost riding, like in a car, is where you get out of the car as it's rolling down the street.
Oh, and you run next to it.
You sort of dance next to it. You ghost ride and you whip. So if that's his move, maybe. Like they're like, I hear tale of the Ghost Rider. And they're just like, yeah. Yeah, man.
There he goes.
There he goes.
And he just slowly rolls past in the background. Uh-huh. If for me, I don't really want to see Star Wars on ABC. I think there's more freedom. And also, do we want 23 episodes of Star Wars a year? I want to see like a solid 10 on Netflix.
Yeah, and also think about the budget.
Yeah, exactly. So... Yeah. Look, do it like I still rather see Netflix. But I'd imagine the reason they're having these conversations is because Disney owns ABC. So, of course, they're going to have that, like, what could your network do for this particular show? Like, I get it, but I don't necessarily want to see it.
In this magazine, this is the Loot Crate magazine.
I don't know what a magazine is, but go on.
All right, cool, great. They've listed their 8 favorite Rick and Morty worlds and realities. What's your favorite one? Mine, I think, is the one that they turned into that weird...
Cronenberg world?
Yeah, the Cronenberg world.
That's the real world.
Yeah, and then they just abandoned it. That's my favorite one.
I like the Council of Ricks.
Yep, that's
I like that
one.
Weird fairy tale world. Remember that one where they have to get, and they get captured by the giants for murder?
That's right, yes.
I really like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I always enjoy a new and wacky world.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. All right, Mason, what have I got next? Did you see, I forgot to tell you to take a look at this. We got some Transformers images this week, including Hot Rod, but not just like the car, like what he'll look like.
But also the car?
I don't know. Because normally they're like, get your first look at Bumblebee. And then I'm like, I've seen the Camaro.
Exactly. And you've seen Bumblebee.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing. And also, in the Transform, this is for the Transformers 5.
Yeah.
In the
live Last Night.
Exactly. In the live action movies, if you're not Optimus Prime or Bumblebee... You all look the same.
Yeah, that's right.
They all look exactly the same.
You're a red one, you're a blue one.
You're a red one, or you're a blue one, and all the Decepticons are just kind of like exposed ribs and they're grey. They all look exactly the same, and they transform into... It doesn't... Like, just show me what Hot Rod looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he have the wing at the back?
I couldn't even tell you. You can look it up just quickly, Mason.
Oh, jeez.
But don't. Right. I want you to look up this instead.
Oh, jeez.
They've got a new character called Squeaks.
Okay.
And...
Is this going to be racist? Sexist?
I haven't heard the voice.
Homophobic?
I haven't heard the voice.
It's going to be one of them.
I think it's their BB-8, but it's a moped that turns into a droid that looks like it's been kicked in the head.
Okay,
like
it just Squeaks. Transformers, here we go. Oh, Squeaks. Oh, yeah, that's very BB-8.
That's how I say it. Has any of this got you back on board for Transformers The Last Night?
Well, I would say Hot Rod.
Right.
Definitely not.
What about if they brought in Rodimus Prime? What if we see Rodimus Prime?
No, because that would be a leap ahead.
That would mean that Optimus Prime would have to die again.
Yep, exactly. And he's done it heaps already, so...
in this actual series as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he dies in every series, but he's already had his bloody death. Mm. And then Shia LaBeouf became Rodimus Prime because he was the chosen one.
That's true.
You remember that?
He's the chosen one now.
I think it's Marky Mark, isn't it?
I guess it is, yeah.
Or is he a scientist? Killing FBI agents in his front yard.
Yeah, true. All right, here we go. It's a Transformer.
Which one?
Hot Rod?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay. You know what they've done? You know, in Iron Man 3.
I remember it.
One of the Iron Man movies.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got an armor called Hot Rod.
Ah.
Which is the War Machine armor. It's all black, except it's got flames on the arms and the legs.
Cool.
It looks exactly like that. They've just stolen the design. It's black and it's got red on the forearms and the legs.
It's probably ILM or whatever. It's probably the same group of people.
Yeah, maybe.
And they're like, no one will notice or care.
They've probably just gotten the skeleton of the Iron Man suit and just taken the shell off and been, all right.
Listen.
Anyway, great.
Yeah. Great. I love your enthusiasm. Open that box, Mason.
It's a little Mega Man. It's a little Mega Man figurine thingy. Hang on, I'm gonna crack. I'm gonna bloody crack it open.
You a fan of Mega Man?
I was always terrible at them as a kid.
Well, they're so hard.
They were very difficult.
Yeah.
Like opening this box, it's really difficult.
God, man, what's wrong with you?
And it was always assumed you knew because all the bad guys were. What happened is you defeat the boss and you'd get their weapon and then you could use it to fight a different boss. And there was a very specific sequence that would make it really easy.
Right.
But you had to know it instinctively.
Okay, sure. There was like a wooden boss and then
and it's all wrapped up. Hang on.
Oh God.
That's right.
Beats an unboxing video though, doesn't it? It's a variant Mega Man. It's orange.
Looks a bit like Astro Boy.
It's not Astro Boy.
I know that, Mason. I said it looks like it a bit.
Exclusive 3-inch Mega Man red variant figure.
Listen, I want that, so you have to give it to me.
No, but
that's how it works.
No.
If I want something that I don't have, I get it.
You've probably got your own.
I don't want that one. I want that one.
Oh, you want very specifically the one that I've touched.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Mason, allow me to circle back to Star Wars if you don't mind.
Okay.
Have you seen the picture of the new ship, the U-Wing?
Yes, I have.
What did you think of it?
Again, speaking of just getting an old character model and stretching it, what they've done here is they've gotten the X-Wing and they've shortened the nose a whole bunch and they've gotten the front antennas and they've stretched them out real long and they've gotten the wings and they've just sort of shrunk them down.
It's a bit like I thought it was more like the Y-Wing.
It's a bit like the Y-Wing.
It's a bit like all of them, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Do you think it fits in that world, though?
Yeah.
We actually saw this nearly over a year ago. Remember when they had that Rogue One teaser trailer?
It's in that,
yeah.
And but we were all knows. So excited about
seeing it. We're all too excited.
Yeah.
And also, they didn't release that properly. There was only been, like, kind of leaked footage of it. So we we didn't get it. What is that?
Oh, it's the Enterprise's, like, their registry plaque.
Can I have that?
Yes. Where would I put it? I don't have a starship.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things you've got to hang on until you get a starship.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's like you buy the rims of a Ferrari in the hope that you'll be a millionaire one day.
That's true. Do you think that works out for a lot of people? Do you think there's
a lot of people
selling their Ferrari rims on Craigslist, I think. Probably what's happening there.
If I had $1 billion,
yes,
I would not buy a Ferrari.
Huh.
Because I just feel like somebody's going to scratch it just for no reason. Just be like, also, I'm not a cars guy.
Oh, that's right. And you're right that repairing a scratch on a Ferrari costs more than $1 billion. So you'd lose your whole fortune.
Good stuff.
The Lutfun is the live long and prosper.
Very
the
good.
Vulcan hand symbol.
I know the symbol. Can you do it?
Yes.
Me too.
Both
you can
hands.
Do it on both hands. You only need to do it on one.
I'm doing it on both though.
All right then.
I just want you to double.
You're a bit of an overachiever, are you?
That's right.
Is that it?
There's also variant cover because it's
is that a comic?
Yes, it is. Yes. Which you don't normally get in a Lutfun.
No, that's good.
So this is 4001 AD.
Mm.
This is set in the year 4001 AD.
Thank you for the clarification.
Where Japan is in space.
Finally.
Yeah. And that's the protector of Japan.
What's his name?
He's a robot. I can't remember his name.
I like his red arm.
Mm.
I like his top knot.
Yes. All those things are good.
He's great.
Anyway, Valiant comics, they're great.
Yeah, they are.
We've talked about Valiant in the past.
We're going to be getting a whole lot of Valiant movies over the next few years.
We're going to get Harbinger.
Yeah.
We're going to get...
I think we're getting Bloodshot.
Bloodshot. And then we're going to team up for Harbinger Wars.
Yeah. Good stuff. Mm. One more bit of news, Mason.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mark Ruffalo has rapped on Thor Ragnarok. He's only done a month.
Rapped Will Smith style?
Yes, he has.
It's
really great.
How do you think Mark Ruffalo would rap?
I'm a guy and watch me turn green. Here I go again. Like that.
Yeah, like that. You've nailed it.
Do you think I could be a professional rapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bought all the equipment in the hope that I will be a professional rapper.
That's what all this is for.
That's what it's for.
You're just biding your time with a podcast and your little YouTube thing. Oh, wouldn't that be amazing? If you get how many subscribers are you up to on YouTube?
Just crossed 600,000.
Okay, imagine if you got to 1 million and then all of a sudden all your things you've missed and all your here's a trailer breakdown and whatever, they all just disappear and it's just you in a dark room. Like no lighting, and you've got a bandana on and a backwards baseball cap, and you're rapping.
Just freestyling.
Just freestyling.
Just off the cuff, into the mic.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. So he was only filmed for a month, though.
Rai is the name of the samurai.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like the bread.
Like the bread. Yeah.
Good.
Rai.
How do you spell it?
R-A-I. Rai.
Not like the bread, though.
Rai, yeah.
Exactly. Good stuff.
What were we talking about?
Month. He only did a month. Which makes me think he mustn't be in it that much in human form.
Yeah, true. Mm.
So a lot of, well, I guess if they're doing a variation on Planet Hulk, he's mostly.
You know what? I bet well, he is. I bet there's a scene where he's in a cage, he's in chains.
Yeah.
And they're like, "We're gonna get you out of this," and he's like, "I want to be in here."
Yeah.
Classic.
I'm a dangerous man.
I'm more dangerous to them.
Now listen up to this. I'm. I will never do that again. I apologize to everybody.
No, great, great. It's the best thing you've ever done. Quit your YouTube nonsense.
At a million.
Yeah, at a million, exactly.
All right. I think that's the last bit of news.
Oh, how do we do it? How do we always arrange this perfectly?
I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Answer, it's a coincidence.
Okay.
I didn't know how many things were in the box.
I didn't. I genuinely have a rough idea. It's usually about 6 to 8, so we can normally kind of balance it pretty well. All right. Speaking of, before we get into our Suicide Squad.
Yep.
Next month's Loot Crate is Anti-Hero.
Ooh.
So, bad guys doing good things for the wrong reasons, to good guys with questionable tactics. It's available until the August 19th that you can sign up for. And if you go to lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet and enter the code weeklyplanet one word, you save $3 off any new subscription.
So type in weeklyplanet one word.
That's right. You'll get it.
All one word.
That's
no,
wait, all you
no,
need.
It's all separate words. Weekly Planet, one word.
If you're not sure, it's below, all right? Don't let him trick you with his mind tricks.
Weekly Planet, one word. If you're not sure, it's below. All those words separately, put it in, you get a discount.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mason, can you believe Suicide Squad is upon us? Has been upon us. It's
yes.
done. It's old news, mate.
Whoa. What are we even doing here?
Okay, before we get into what you and I thought of it in particular,
yes. uh-huh.
It's looking to make possibly up to $150 million in the US on its debut weekend.
Seems like a lot.
Enormous, Mason.
That's enormous money.
Like conservatively probably around 130 to probably 140.
If there's as many billboards in America as there are in Melbourne,
yeah.
like just... If there are as many billboards in all of America as there are just in Melbourne right now, they're going to do fine. Because every bus shelter, every building has a Suicide yep. Squad.
You know it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they just released that Skrillex song.
Oh, Purple Lamborghini.
You know it. Even though there's not a purple Lamborghini.
It's not a Lamborghini. It's more a pinkish purple and it's not a Lamborghini. It's a kit car.
Absolutely.
It's a nice kit car.
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's no Ferrari.
Mm.
If I had to.
That's how the Joker got started.
Oh.
He bought some Vader rims. That's the name of the company.
Right.
And then he slowly purchased the rest of the car and he put it together.
That's how that works. Mm. Good stuff. So we're going to go non-spoilers then spoilers.
Can I say,
yeah.
before we get started,
mm.
so, you know, like a lot of movie reviewers, we're on Marvel's payroll.
Correct.
So we tend to give Marvel movies good reviews and DC movies bad reviews.
Except for the Marvel movies we don't really like.
Yeah, exactly. So what I was thinking is that we should redress the balance by getting on DC's payroll. I feel that would be the quickest way. So what I've done is I've written some pull quotes for Suicide Squad. So DC, if you're listening, and I know you are, I've got 3 pull quotes. If you want to put them on your posters or whatever.
That you're throwing around America. Or
yeah,
whatever.
You go right ahead. Okay, here we go. Number one.
Ready.
The best DC movie yet, asterisk. That's number one. Suicide Squad exceeded my expectations, asterisk. That's two. Number three, DC's done it again, asterisk. Okay, DC, you can use those. Now stop listening. Things will work out for the best if you stop listening at this point.
So from what I've gathered, Mason,
yes.
you had a bad time?
Well, do you want to know what happens after the asterisks?
Please.
Well, I mean, we can do this organically.
No, no.
Okay.
How we want to do it?
The best DC movie yet, asterisk. If you don't count Man of Steel, I mean, technically you should because it's in that universe, but they didn't really build a shared universe yet. Like, it wasn't set up
no,
for that.
Not
so
as
it feels kind of like a separate movie.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, if you do count that, then it's not the best one.
Gotcha.
It's not as good. If we're including all, like, DC Vertigo properties that could potentially exist in this universe, I would go with The Losers. That's the best one.
That is a good
and
one.
And that could totally fit in.
They could fit that
Except
in.
Except Jeffrey Dean Morgan would have to,
both,
be in,
yeah.
have to be in both. You have to recast.
What about Watchmen?
Oh, that's technically back in.
Maybe. Well, yeah, anyway.
Maybe. Yeah. Exceeded my expectations, asterisk. My expectations were in the toilet. So congratulations, DC. Your movie is better than a toilet. That's three. Three, DC's done it again, asterisk. What specifically they've done is they've made a garbage movie with a couple of bright spots in it to trick us into thinking that this is a good movie, but it's not a good movie. And we're going to have to wait if we want to get the full movie, we're going to have to wait for the extended edition again.
That's the asterisk.
Yeah, that's the asterisk. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Mason?
Yes.
I had a fun time with this movie.
Uh-huh.
That being said, I don't disagree with any of the things you've said.
Look, I had an okay time with this movie,
yeah,
but it is not a good movie.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that.
Uh-huh.
I would even say it's a better comic book movie than it is a movie.
Ooh, good question.
In terms of like the universe building, the characters we get, and things like that.
I think it's good at introducing a lot of characters, but sure, it doesn't introduce them well, and it doesn't utilize them well.
Some more than others, I think. Yeah. I think there are exceptions.
Yeah.
Some of the squad, I was like, what a waste. Others, really excited for.
Yeah.
I thought, when I released my review, I'm like, oh, this is, I think people are going to be upset. But there are some, people are losing their shit at this movie. the critics are just like crazy negative on it.
Yeah.
Not all.
Look, I'm going to lay into it just because it's funny.
Yeah,
to
me
lay
too.
Into it.
Absolutely. That being said, for me, the saving grace of this movie was the characters, the plot, the editing, the motivations, the third act.
Yeah.
The weird musical cues.
I sort of mentioned it just a second ago. The cynicism, not of the movie, but of the movie making process.
Right, right.
That has resulted in this. The lesson they've learned from Batman v Superman is to do something similar in this movie, which is upsetting. And if they continue to do it,
you'll just keep seeing them.
I'll just keep seeing them because I have to keep seeing them. We all have to keep seeing them. That's the thing. They're just going to keep making movies that are quite average. We're going to keep seeing them.
All right. Well, look, let's get into it.
Yeah.
What do you think the story was?
Oh, no. I've lost all my momentum. I was all mad, and then you've asked me the thing that you always ask, and I always forget to think about. All right. So, Amanda Waller. Oh, wait. No. Okay. So, it's immediately post Batman v Superman.
Yep.
And Superman's dead.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
We've all seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The government's wondering what they would do if another Superman showed up and he was bad. What would they do? How would they stop that? So Amanda Waller, the head of Argus, has decided to put together a team of superpowered people who could potentially stop a Superman.
Yes.
Who's an evil Superman.
Do you think they could stop a Superman?
No, we should get into that. Some of them maybe, some of them not even good as cannon fodder. But that's the thing. It's because they're so underutilized in the movie. You don't. What I want with these characters is that I could believe that they could potentially, like, not one-on-one fight Superman.
Yeah, but as a unit.
As a unit. And, like, again, it's the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So you would assume some would be used as cannon fodder.
Right.
But some of them, the way they're used in this movie, it's like they wouldn't even be good at that. You know what I mean? We'll talk about it.
We'll absolutely talk about it. So that's you summed it up. There's not really anything else to add.
Oh, and then if something happens in Midway City, why don't we go and send in the
Suicide
Squad?
They have to get there, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
As soon as they can.
Yeah.
And squat it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, look, this was my favorite part of the movie.
Closing credits. I got him. No.
No, the
relentless soundtrack.
Some of it I liked,
uh-huh,
but a lot of it also felt like you've just added this over a scene that this song doesn't fit in. Like, it was never intended to be here.
Yeah.
But no, I enjoyed the characters.
Okay.
Some more than others.
Yep.
I quite enjoyed Deadshot, Will Smith's Deadshot. And a lot of that was, I think, because we haven't seen Deadshot like that. Not Deadshot. We haven't seen Will Smith like that in a while.
Being himself.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Will Smith being himself is very enjoyable.
I think he's very enjoyable, but I think at the same time, he just decided to Will Smith it.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, from a mainstream audience perspective, seeing Will Smith be Will Smith is good and profitable, presumably.
Right.
But I think if you're here's the thing, if your favorite character is any of the characters in Suicide Squad, you're kind of getting a raw deal. Unless it's Amanda Waller. I think Viola Davis is great as Amanda Waller in this.
Yeah, yeah, okay, sure.
You know,
I thought her motivations were a bit askew at times.
Oh, okay, well, from a writing perspective.
But she was good.
Yeah, I think the actor is very good
I've been getting into the how do you get a murder going.
Yeah, me too. We'll talk about
I've been
it.
Watching
what
this week. Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. It's not the time, Mason. Okay.
But yeah, Deadshot's just Will Smith being Will Smith.
And, like, and it is a toned down version of the character.
Yeah, and he doesn't, that's the thing, like if you love Deadshot, I feel he's a, like there's a lot of people I know who read the Suicide Squad run from the very start, from like the late 80s, early 90s kind of run.
Right.
And I reckon they'd be very disappointed by this betrayal because he doesn't have the death wish. He's just kind of...
So his motivation is, I've got a daughter that's not Willow Smith, so I want her to do well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I'm sure Willow Smith
I don't have the money to buy her a music career or a movie franchise. What can I do?
What can he do? Mm. What did you think of Harley Quinn?
She's pretty good in this.
See, I agree.
Yep.
But I don't
But
I don't think all the stuff that they brought over trans. But.
Well, I was going to say her appearance, it's like 50% butt shots.
It's mostly butt.
Yeah.
But I feel like it doesn't all translate well.
Yeah, okay.
Or like the little kind of quips and jokes that she makes.
Yeah.
She did a really good version that was pretty much lined up with the comic book character and more so the animated series and what we get in the Arkham games.
Yeah.
But I don't think that always works in live action.
Yeah, and also... It seems to me like they've chopped a lot of stuff out of this.
Mm. Yeah.
And yeah, and so...
We'll get to that.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
And so maybe the character she was portraying doesn't exist like on screen anymore. It's like half of what
right.
she brought to the table is gone.
Absolutely. Kind of yeah, I can't really argue with that. I feel like they also changed her more from the comics where she's more reliant on the Joker and it's more of an abusive relationship. There are elements of that, but that more seemed like they kind of ruled together. Whereas in the comics, he just treats her like shit and just backhands her or whatever.
Did you read the list of deleted scenes?
Yeah, I skipped through it.
Oh, okay, cool. Because a lot of them do... We can probably get to it in spoilers, but a lot of them do suggest that as filmed originally, it was more of an abusive relationship thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they've tweaked it a little bit and it's more like, oh, we're the king and queen of Gotham crime or whatever.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, I can definitely say that. And there was also, I read an article on BuzzFeed. It's like, this is a terrible character in a terrible universe and she's it's sexist and whatever, whatever. And look, I'm sure all that is true.
Uh-huh.
But that is the way that character is.
Yep.
And also, if you follow the arc of that character, she does emancipate herself from the Joker and becomes a character in her own right.
Yeah.
And I think this movie did a better job of kind of making her her own person than just a sidekick than sometimes the comic books do. So I thought that article was a bit kind of...
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. All right, so we've talked about Harley and Deadshot, so that's all the characters that were in this movie. Let's move on.
No!
There were two characters in the Harley and Deadshot show.
We have to talk about Ricky Flagg.
No, we don't.
Look, I thought he did an okay job.
Oh, wait, no, I tell a lie. There is a third character that comes to prominence towards the end. Everybody else.
Okay, yeah, he's great. Yeah. And we might save that.
We'll touch
on him here, but we won't, or her.
Oh.
There's only one woman, isn't there? We talked about it already in the squad. But I thought Rick Flagg was fine. I thought he did less as it went along. He has an emotional moment in a bar that does not quite land.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That scene is really... It's supposed to be the turning point.
They chop bits out, and all sorts of stuff came out of that.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But
talking about Rick Flagg, here's something that I was on the fence on initially. I'm like, oh, this sort of works. That we get so much backstory at the start for a lot of these characters, and we're supposed to buy into some relationships that already exist. And initially I'm like, well, this is kind of like in the previous issue of Suicide Squad, these things happen.
Okay, sure.
But at the same time, later on, we have to buy into these relationships and these... But I'm like, we've known these characters for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we invest in these characters
kind of thing? I can't argue with that. Mm. I think, I was going to save this for later, but this is like a worse version of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Anyway, Ricky Flagg did a great job, didn't he? I want to talk about him a bit later in editing because there's a very knowing tell on that guy where you can tell what scene was shot when.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Talk about it later. It's hair. Amanda Waller talked about.
Yep.
Viola Davis is great. Mm-hmm. She's horrible.
She's horrible, but also she 100% believes what she's doing is for the right reasons.
Absolutely.
And to do that, she'll be,
And she is she just looks like a regular person, but she's clearly a psychopath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's great.
And even like Rick Flagg's kind of caught off guard. He's like, well, I heard that you were this terrible person and I didn't believe it. But it turns out you are a terrible person.
yeah.
Captain Boomerang I enjoyed. I would have liked to have enjoyed him more, though.
Exactly. Look, I think we've seen Jai Courtney and stuff before.
Yep.
That was bad. Terminator Genesis is bad.
Yeah.
He's good in this. He's clearly channeled his internal... Australian bogan backpacking through Thailand. Like he's just dirty and aggro and just sinking titties.
Bad facial hair.
And he's just getting in people's faces.
Violent.
And I like what we see of him, but he's barely in the movie.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't think this is a spoiler.
Yeah.
His name's Captain. Oh, also, I was going to say, his track jacket says Captain on
right.
it. It took me a while, because he's always moving about. For most of the movie, I thought it said Rip Curl, which would have been...
that would have been incredible.
That would have been great. That would have been the ultimate. Or if underneath he had like a Bintang singlet or something like that, that would have been great. But like, his character name is Captain Boomerang.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he throws 3 boomerangs in this movie.
Oh, really?
It might be 4, but I don't think we need
He does use them up close.
But that's
doing
the thing.
Some of these ones.
His name's not bloody Rear Admiral Daggers, is it? It's Captain Boomerang, and I want him to throw some boomerangs.
Okay, he also uses one like a little camera, Arkham style. Does that count in the 3?
That's in the 3.
Okay.
See, what I'm talking, and let's, if we can, where's Killer Croc on that list?
He's not next, he can be next.
Okay. There are all the supporting characters, and by supporting characters I mean everybody who's not Harley or Deadshot, have nothing to do in this movie, and they've all been given a little piece of busy work, a little odd job to do in this movie.
Yes.
So it doesn't seem like they've been completely useless the whole film. And one of them is
Killer
Captain
Croc.
Boomerang.
Oh, right.
Throws his little boomerang around a corner. It's got a camera on it. And they all gather around his iPhone. And they'll have a little bit of a squiz at what's happening around the corner. And they're like, good job, Captain Boomerang. Because if we got to the end of the movie and he hadn't done that, we'd be like, what does this character do?
Yeah.
In fact, I think if you polled people after this movie and said, what's that guy do? I think they'd be like, does he stab people? Does he wildly swing knife? Is he the knife guy?
He's the knife guy.
He's not the knife guy. He's the boomerang guy.
They call him Boomer.
Imagine if you were watching The Avengers and Hawkeye shot 4 arrows. You'd be like...
Look, Les Hawkeye's never a bad thing.
He's good. He's good. That guy's good. Mm. Yeah. Killer Croc. It's kind of a spoiler, so maybe we'll save it for later. Gets one little bit in the third act. He gets a little bit of a thing and so he can say he did something. Otherwise, what did he do?
2 things stood out for me.
Yes.
This is sort of minor spoilers, not really. One of them is he has a joke in the bar where he talks about how he's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And it just clunks. Like, it does not work at all. And the last bit is just before he does the thing at the end, and he does a weird little on his hands and knees run into the water.
Yes, he does, yep.
Uh-huh. It's so weird, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was particularly interesting or funny. I thought he was more interesting at the start when he was kind of in his cage and everyone was terrified of him. But when you brought him out, he didn't really kind of, he wasn't very animalistic.
He's quite small as
well.
Yeah,
he was quite small,
I guess...
They were going to use King Shark initially and do a big CGI character.
That would have been great.
But they used Croc.
Even just regular-sized guy, big papier-mâché shark head would have been better.
Like the movie Frank?
Yes.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, but look, again, like, I don't think any of these characters were bad, but underused. I cannot argue with that.
Well, that's the thing. For me, the thing about this movie that annoyed me is that all these characters have been added in tangentially.
Right.
So they could be chopped out. Like, everybody's like, oh, there's deleted scenes where you learn about the context of this character, and there's deleted scenes where this happens, but they've all been, like, they're so easily chopped out.
Right.
They should have been integrated into the movie in a way that you couldn't chop them out.
Sure,
Because if you can chop them out, what's the point of them being there in the first place?
That's a really good point.
Like, so...
But then again, I feel like some of them were cut out, and it's very noticeable.
Yeah, okay.
And, like,
yeah.
It kind of breaks the flow or leads you to go, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people's motivations change from scene A to scene
B. We'll get to that in spoilers.
Because there was a scene A2 in the middle that got chopped out.
Absolutely, there was. Yeah. What about El Diablo?
You're good.
He was great.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of more of a spoiler thing that we'll get to. But he started off as being kind of... I thought it was interesting because he's kind of very reluctant to get involved.
Yeah.
And then he has a kind of a moment at the end, which I enjoy.
Yeah, and also, you know what? Actually, this movie, the trailer of this movie, pretty much, again, it's a trailer that when you think about it, kind of shows you everything that happens in the movie.
Like, yeah, I guess
maybe not the villain so much.
Right, but the general plot.
The general plot. It's kind of like they went, okay, fast forward 30 seconds. Take a second. Fast forward 30 seconds. Take a second. And from that, the movie is kind of predictable. And I would have thought, based on the trailer, that El Diablo's power is he just shoots flames out of his hands.
Right.
But there's more to it than that.
And it's pretty great.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slipknot?
New favorite character.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Katana, I really liked.
Barely in the movie.
See.
Barely in the movie.
Yeah.
Roughs up some people in Japan or whatever towards the start. Otherwise,
what an interesting character. Like, and especially because she is kind of like the Rick Flag side, where she's not a criminal. Yep. She's been brought in to keep them in check. But she only kind of does it once.
Yep.
And also you don't even see her sword steal a soul. And you see it in the trailer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's
okay, annoying. Here's one thing that I did like about this movie.
Right.
It's that they finally took the training wheels off the DC Universe kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because in the first one, in Man of Steel, it's basically like, okay, it's basically the regular world, and now Superman shows up and there's some aliens, and now we're back to the regular world and Superman's in it. And in the second one, they're like, okay, well, here's
an email attachment.
And here's an email attachment, and here's some video clips. And maybe there's some other weird stuff that happened in the DC Universe.
Ooh.
And in this one, they're like, okay, there's Crocodile Man and cursed swords and witches, and there's the Joker drives around in a Joker-mobile like the Joker from Super Friends. Everything's been crazy for 20 years.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. But you think it wasn't a slow build?
No, I think there wasn't enough of it.
Oh, okay.
I think they
really?
Went, surprise, here's all this crazy stuff. Now here's some fight scenes that are okay.
See, I really enjoyed how they, the fight scenes. Yeah, they were. I thought when after I came out, I'm like, those fight scenes were pretty good. But then I think back and I'm like, I don't remember anything specific about them
because there was nothing specific about them.
Mm. Yeah, except I guess the last one, but in a bad way.
Yeah.
Except for there's one bit that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Not bad, just kind of. Are we doing the blue light in the sky?
Yeah,
again?
Right. Yeah.
Are we doing that?
It's a bit Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it was
80s
a bit
Ghostbusters.
It was a bit everything.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be the problem? In 20 years when people go back and watch all these movies, you're not really going to be sure what year each one came out.
Right.
And people are going to be like, who started this blue light shit that's been in every movie?
Yeah. Now there'll be an oral history of it. There'll be one person, a historian, who's seen them all and he knows.
I don't think the people at DC either can...
It started with Chain Reaction with Keanu Reeves. It's going to be me.
Absolutely. Mm. I don't think that DC... Because before when Batman Superman came out, they're like, ours are more a cerebral kind of universe than the Marvel world. But then you put in a horde of faceless enemies and a blue light in the sky, you cannot say that anymore.
Right,
that's true. You've copied and pasted something that Marvel have done too much, by the way.
Yeah.
Too much of that.
Agreed.
So, yeah. Again, it was a pretty mediocre kind of...
All right. You got any characters left on that list?
That's the thing, Mason. The Joker. And when I was writing this up, I nearly left him out.
Right.
Just like the
Enchantress?
Movie.
Enchantress? Did you put Enchantress?
Enchantress as well, but that's more of a spoiler thing.
Yeah, that's
as a spoiler.
Well. Okay, yeah.
But the Joker...
Yeah.
I can't form an opinion about him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what
we've
to
had,
do with it.
We've had a year of people going... Of Jared Leto going, okay, and he stayed in character the whole time. He never broke character, and he watched hundreds of hours of violent video of real violent videos on YouTube, and he's sending
condoms and rats.
He sent horrible things to all his fellow cast members, and they were on edge they didn't know what to think. Guess what? He was in the movie for 10 minutes. You know what else you could have done? Instead of doing all this stuff, you could have come out of hair and makeup, Jared. You could have stood on the little X made of duct tape on the set, you could have said your lines, and then you could have gone and cashed your check. Because who cares?
But you know what, though? He's quite annoyed.
I've heard, yeah.
Because I've seen an interview of him, and they're like, what happened to the Joker? And he's like, yeah, good question.
Yeah.
What happened to the Joker? And there was, we'll talk about the editing probably more.
Yeah, boy, will we.
Because there was some
And look, I guess if he's in the next Batman movie or the next couple, then maybe this process will come to fruition.
I'm not completely down on him.
Yep.
I don't think it's his fault.
Sure.
I just think he got completely screwed.
Yeah, right.
And he'd be unhappy about that,
I'd
imagine.
You'd think he'd want more Joker in this.
Absolutely he would.
That's, apart from Harley Quinn,
there's
he's
a
the most
point in the movie
character.
Where he disappears.
Yeah.
And again, you could cut him out, as you were talking about, and he wouldn't really impact the plot.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than doing the Harley Quinn origin, which I quite enjoyed. That was actually my favorite parts of the Joker was seeing them together and seeing him like slowly manipulate her, and they're doing the scenes together where she's trying to psychiatrist him.
Yeah, but I feel there wasn't enough of that.
Do you think that relies on people knowing that universe to enjoy that?
Yeah, kind
maybe?
Of. Okay. And I also think maybe that could have been given its own movie.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But now can you do that again?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a
because
good question.
Do you get those... I think
if you did a Joker and Harley movie, you could kind of do it in two components.
Yeah.
Where you have it where, you know, with flashbacks or whatever. One is origin, one is her kind of breaking away or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I think it could work.
Yeah.
But I didn't even mind the look of him. It kind of works.
I like the look
of
him.
Moving.
Yeah. And I like the aesthetic. I liked his little tuxedos.
And I was going to ask you, what did you think of the clothes?
I liked him. They're good.
Look, I'm not massive. I'm not a
white tuxedo, the best one.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a massive fan of all the tattoos, but I feel like when it's in motion, you don't really notice it. It's all part of the character. He's this kind of crime lord.
Yeah. Well, see, I know some people on Twitter who kind of objected to the idea that he's a mob boss in this kind of thing.
Right.
But I am willing to give him that in the sense of like, maybe that's just what he's doing now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he's decided to try his hand at running Gotham's underworld. And he has
done that as well.
Yeah,
that is something he has done. I mean, depending on what kind of version of it.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't say I'm only disappointed from the perspective of, I don't really know what he is about entirely, except that he likes Harley quite a bit and he loves helicopters.
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah.
And suits.
Yeah.
And switching out a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He must be like, he's sunk into that role for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And they just, man.
Do you think they're going to recast? Let's say they go, okay, do you want to be in the next Batman movie? Do you think he signed on already? Do you think if you're the Joker, do you think he's going to try and get out of it?
See, that's a really good question. Okay, do you want to talk spoilers?
Sure.
Because I feel like everything else I want to say is
actually, if we're going to, before we do spoilers, I just want to talk about the fight sequences.
Right.
Because we mentioned it briefly.
Sure.
They're no good.
I wouldn't even say they're no good. I think there's some good kind of on the ground, kind of kicky punchy, shooty stuff.
That's the thing. They're not kicky punchy shooty people.
Yeah.
They're supervillains.
They're little.
Actually, here's another thing that I will give this movie credit for. It's the first, I think, DCU, MCU movie that's had super criminals in it.
Yes.
Because the rest of them, they're always space conquerors or they're terrorists or they're whatever.
Right,
this is the first one where it's just, I've got superpowers and I use them to rob people. So full credit to that.
What the Flash has been doing for like 3 years.
Exactly,
Arrow and the Flash.
Good for putting in the movie. But anyway, I feel the fight sequences are kind of like the script must have just read a whole bunch of mud zombie men show up and there's a big fight and everybody fights. That's it. That's all it says. And then David Ayer just looked at it and went, oh yeah, we'll do it on the day. And then they showed up on the day and he went, okay, if you've got a gun, fire the gun. If you don't, just flail your weapons around and we'll fix it in post.
You know what? You're right. Deadshot is known for trick shots.
He does one trick shot in this movie. Shot,
and I feel like that scene was added.
Yeah, right?
I might be wrong, but I didn't see any of that in any of the other trailers except after they did the reshoots.
And again, in these action sequences, Deadshot gets like a highlight scene. Like he gets the thing where he stands on top of the car.
Yes.
And he's shooting away. That's good. And it looks pretty good. Yeah. But
anybody could stand up there and do that?
No, but see, that's like, it's kind of fun that he's one shot, one kill with everybody.
Right, right.
Because that's his thing.
Yeah.
But there was no trick shots.
No.
Like in, what is it, Arkham Origins, the game?
Yeah.
We get Deadshot. And he shoots down a helicopter and kills somebody else with a ricochet and he makes it look like somebody else did the shooting.
Yes.
Like that's, that's kind of what
trace
I was
hoping. The bullet.
Yeah, that's what I kind of what I was hoping for. Like a super, like a series of elaborate.
Yeah.
But we didn't get any of that.
That's a really good point.
He's a good shot. That's fine. Okay.
He's a pretty good shot. That's what they should have called
him. He's a pretty good shot.
Good shot.
Everybody in these movies is a good shot.
Yeah, you're right. Know? Yeah.
And then again, he got this highlight bit and everybody else is just on the ground.
Scrapping. Yeah.
Give me Captain Boomerang. What kind of special boomerangs does he have?
He's got two.
He's got regular boomerang. He's got camera boomerang. So what are you?
Well, he only had three boomerangs. Yeah. He has to hang on to them, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
All right, well, let's rate it
Okay. Before
we get into it.
Worst movie ever.
I'm going to say best. I completely understand where you're coming from. Uh-huh. I understand the flaws. It's broken in so many ways, but I did find myself enjoying it.
Okay.
That being said,
yes,
it's kind of a disappointment because it should be so much better.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about.
So, but that being said, I walked out going, yeah.
And if we can go straight into spoilers, people are probably going to go, well, just wait for the extended edition. Wait for the extended. It's going to have all more action and more context for all the various emotional roller coasters everywhere. I'm not going to wait for it because this is what I'm talking about. The thing they've learned from Batman v Superman is give us some. What they've done is they've gone, okay, we'll write a 3-hour script that cannot be shown theatrically.
Mm.
We'll chop pieces out of it. so it makes no sense to theatrical film goers, and then we'll sell them the version that makes sense later on. So they have to buy the home version because otherwise they won't know the context.
I think the process behind this
That's garbage.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. I think the process behind this is a little bit different, but with that mindset, I think they had a near completed film. This is the rumor.
Uh-huh.
David Ayer had his more serious cut.
Uh-huh.
They brought out the trailer with the Queen song, Bohemian Rhapsody, which is an amazing trailer. Uh-huh. And then they went, shit, everyone's really responding to this in the lighter tone and they think it's going to be this good, fun time. Let's reshoot a bunch of scenes. Uh-huh. So then they had two cuts. One, this is all rumor, one that was...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The studio that cut the trailer together.
Trailer Park.
They oh, you know this already.
Yeah.
There's people who don't know, I guess. They had that version, they had Ayer's version, and then they kind of melded them together into what this became.
Yeah.
And it really shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Like, I think...
I would want to see just David Ayer's serious version.
Okay,
that's
sure.
That's what I'd rather see. Or am interested to see, I should say.
Yeah. I'd rather see a script that was 2 hours long.
Right.
Filmed as 2 hours. It's kind of what I'd like.
Yeah, but I think it was... I think the reaction of Batman Superman caught them off guard.
Yeah.
And they went, what didn't work? What didn't people like about Batman Superman? Oh, they thought it was too serious.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough gags.
I guess this
was... Let's just change all
this
that.
This one was still in... This was in production as...
Yeah.
So I guess they didn't have a chance. So maybe Justice League is the one where they'll finally get the balance right.
Maybe. I mean, but Justice League is... I would say at least over halfway filmed by the time this has come out.
Well, it's time for reshoots then, isn't there? Time to get those Trailer Park Boys, get them on board, hey?
Yeah, what worries me about Justice League, though, is looking at the way this turned out, is that somebody has, like, got Zack Snyder by the throat and making him make a Marvel version of these characters.
Okay.
But I hope not.
Yeah, huh?
I want it to be good, but I... who knows?
Yeah.
Again, didn't hate it. Editing.
Yes.
Rick Flagg's hair changes length. He's got 3 hair lengths.
Oh, really?
Movie.
Wow.
At the start, he's got longer swept back hair.
Yeah.
He's got a crew cut. Mm-hmm. And in between the bits in the city, his hair grows about an inch. And then it goes back and forth. And at the end, he's got the longer hair again.
Maybe it's stress.
It could be stress. Mm. And look, I could buy that at the start. That was set a long time. They assembled the team and then they sat on him for a while.
Uh-huh.
And he got a haircut. And then at the end... When he goes to
Will... Can't believe you're no prizing his hair length.
I know, right? But you know when he goes to Will Smith's apartment?
Yeah.
Let's just call him Will Smith. Then his hair's longer again. Maybe that was months later.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of had to clear a whole lot of red tape. But then again, the daughter wasn't that much older.
That's true.
She didn't look like she hadn't aged at all.
They should have coordinated her haircut with Rick Flagg's haircut.
That's right. Yeah. You know what, though?
Yeah.
Batman was amazing.
Pretty good. Sure, yeah.
Pretty good or amazing?
I don't feel that he had enough time to be amazing in this movie.
See, I thought this was the most accurate version of Batman we've ever seen on film.
That might be true.
He doesn't kill anybody. He doesn't fire a gun.
Didn't have a chance to kill anybody. Not enough time. Have we talked about my robot theory?
That Batman's a robot? No, that all the people...
We talked about it in the commentary when we did the Batman movie. So do we talk about it on the podcast, though?
Potentially not.
Okay, that's right.
Do we get into it?
Well, I was going to say, if you haven't listened to our Batman v Superman commentary, first of all, it's very good.
People seem to
enjoy it. But I was going to say, DC, if you are listening, even though I told you to stop listening earlier, the best way to get around it, and it seems dumb on paper,
right,
is you just say that all the people he killed in Batman v Superman were robots. And I know it, that doesn't make any sense, because why would there be so many robots? But they're all LexCorp employees. So you just have a scene where Lex Luthor's in Arkham,
yeah,
and Callan Mulvey's character, who we know is dead,
yeah,
shows up and tries to rescue him. Batman shows up, snaps his neck, and then the warden or whoever's like, how does he inspire such loyalty? And Batman's like, he doesn't, it's a robot. And he just takes the face off. And then
Do you think we're here in that universe yet, where there are lifelike people robots? I think Marvel can do it.
Well, that's the thing.
Marvel can do it, because they've got LMDs.
They've got LMDs. Yeah. And they don't have to be able to live their lives. They just have to be fighting robots.
Do a particular task.
You just cut to a flashback montage of every time he's bearing down on some people he's about to kill. You cut to his heads-up display, and there's like an X-ray, and they're robots, and it's like...
The Arkham X-ray.
Exactly. He's got his detective vision
I think they're just going to move forward.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to do that. I'm just saying, Ben Affleck, if you want to make it good, if you want me to know it makes sense, make them robots.
Do you think Ben Affleck seeing the... Because he dodged, he endured critical panning for years. He dug himself out of that, by making some amazing movies and then turning in some amazing performances.
Uh-huh.
And now he's in this franchise, which, look, a lot of people like, and like I said, I did enjoy this movie, but it is getting absolutely crushed critically. Do you reckon he's like, what have I committed to? Like, it's been three movies.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
And I'm actor Ben Affleck and director Ben Affleck.
Right.
And I'm stuck in this universe.
I think what he's probably done is he's gone to his agent and he's gone to DC and said, I want 100% creative control over this.
Yeah, and he should get 100% creative control.
Like, I think he's like, this could make me the laughingstock of Hollywood. If I have to do this for...
Again.
Three more movies, I'm going to take the script and I'm going to give it to Kevin Smith and I'm going to give it to Jeff Johns and I'm going to give it
Kevin
to...
Kevin Smith loved this.
I'm not going to give it to Kevin Smith. I'm going to give it to some other people. Or, just go, some people I trust and say, go through this with a fine-tooth comb, find any inconsistencies, anything dumb, and also you're going to be on set and you're going to watch it and you're going to approve all the changes and...
And I get final edit.
Yeah, exactly.
And all that
kind
of thing. Yeah, well, look, I hope so. You know what? That would be when I would completely lose faith in this universe.
Yeah.
If Ben Affleck makes a solo Batman movie and it's just him and it's shit,
yep,
or even as good as this,
uh-huh,
I'd be like, I can't. It needs to be better than what it's currently. Again, I feel like I'm stressing this too much that I didn't hate it. Right. But it should be better.
Should be better. It should have been a spectacular. Yeah. But for me, I'm like, oh, that happened in the trailer. This fight sequence isn't particularly exciting. Oh, the movie's over. That being said, I did like Ben Affleck in this. Also, I did appreciate that it's the first re-teaming of Ben Affleck and Will Smith since Jersey Girl.
Yes, it is.
They're back on screen together.
They get a moment.
Mm.
That's a scene I really liked.
Yeah.
When the daughter steps in front of him and he's like...
I thought you meant a Jersey Girl.
I guess that's a waiting room. Yeah. That's fine, I guess. But no, I really liked that scene.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really powerful.
And it was good because... I actually did like that fight sequence because Deadshot doesn't just completely roll over.
Yeah.
But also there's a justification why he wouldn't just... Like, if there's anybody who would be able to get through that suit, it'd be Deadshot because you just shoot him in the mouth.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
And the only reason he doesn't is because the daughter steps
that's
in.
That's right.
So,
well, also, isn't it in the comics he's got some kind of psychological, thing
aversion
where he cannot shoot
it seems that
or
way,
kill
yeah.
Batman?
Yeah, because Batman's thumped him so many
that's
times.
That's in my Easter egg video, Mason.
Yeah, there you
get
go.
Into it. You don't have to get into it, but get into
I will
it.
Or I won't.
No, so I really enjoyed Batman. The post-credits scene was redundant.
Look, it kind of.
Yeah.
It is redundant because we know that Batman's already forming the Justice League.
Yes.
But it does give us some information.
He said that in the last movie?
Yes. And in the trailer that we saw before Suicide Squad came out. But it does point out that Amanda Waller and Bruce Wayne are aware of each other.
Yeah.
Like, personally, Amanda Waller does know that he's Batman.
Yes.
Batman, Bruce Wayne knows that she's Argus and she's put the Suicide Squad together.
Yeah.
He knows what they've been up to. I think a larger question is, where was he? Why was he not in Midway City stopping this?
Yeah. Well, where were any of them?
That's true.
Yeah.
Superman was dead. He's gone.
Yeah. But where's the Flash?
Yeah, I don't know.
When we saw him.
That's a good question.
That's what I loved. He's only in it for like 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
The Flash looks great.
He does look great.
He looks great, yeah. Right? Is that just me?
No, it's good.
Oh, man. It was really good to see him.
See, that's why I would like a solo Flash movie.
Yeah.
With the rogues. We bring back Captain Boomerang.
Yep.
We bring in all the greats. Weather Wizard.
Captain
Cole. Turtle Man. Mirror Master.
Yeah. Trickster.
Trickster.
The Mark Hamill
with
version.
With Mark Hamill as the Trickster. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it brings those two characters together. We know they know each other.
Mm.
I do wonder why she is going to Bruce Wayne for protection, though. What has he got?
Well, she knows who he is.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah.
So she's, you know, he's got resources.
So I guess he's gone into that meeting knowing that she knows.
Yeah, because he wasn't shocked.
That's true.
I mean, he knows that she's not an idiot.
I did like this scene in the sense that Affleck played it really well.
He's great. He's so good.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's really
like,
good.
But she's like, stop working nights. And he's like, shut up. I will destroy you. So I thought that was pretty good.
And that plays off from the comic because they do not like each other at all.
Yeah.
Like, they've got similar goals, but they've just got completely different methods.
Mm.
Well, similar-ish.
Yeah.
They both like kicking people a lot or getting other people to kick people.
Yeah.
The song choices, this is kind of off topic.
Yeah.
Open with the Watchtower. I was like, that's pretty bloody good, man.
Uh-huh.
Also, I endured a 5-minute Dolby Atmos presentation. It's like, this is the best sound you'll ever hear. You've seen movies before, but you're an idiot because this is the best sound you'll ever hear, you dickhead. And then it started and the sound cut out, then the picture cut out.
Nice.
Also, you'll be happy to know because I went to the screening, I booed. Because I know you normally boo.
But I couldn't make it.
You
to
couldn't
this
make
one.
It, so I stepped in.
Appreciate
and I booed
you.
For you.
Thank
yeah.
you. I love it.
Yeah.
So we got that. We got House of the Rising Sun initially, which is good, but
that's what it was. So what did I say? I said Watchtower.
You said All Along the Watchtower, yeah.
Is that in as well?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, anyway, go on.
There's so many. They just
jam them in.
Yeah.
There.
But they were like, so House of the Rising Sun, but I saw it at the regular cinema.
Yeah.
And we'd already seen a preview for Magnificent Seven, which also used
House
of the Rising Sun. And I think at that point, the audience that I saw it with were kind of sick of that song. Like a lot of people, you could just feel them go, again? bad points in this, that Eminem song.
Yeah.
The worst Eminem song there is, I feel.
Yeah.
Also, because that's the one where he dresses as a superhero.
That is the one. Clip. What's that one called?
Without Me.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. He's no Mark Ruffalo as a rapper.
No, certainly not. Mm. That's his original prankster.
Oh, this isn't it. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So you mentioned deleted scenes.
Yeah.
Is there any in particular that's
hang on, let's
out?
Have a look. I'll check the bloody list. This is from Reddit, so who knows?
Yeah. You can kind of tell from the trailers.
That's true, you can. There's so much stuff. I mean, there's when the Joker disappears.
Yeah.
When the helicopter so apparently in the original version, before they refilmed it, the Joker pushes Harley out of the helicopter.
Okay.
Like.
Isn't that what he did?
No, doesn't he do it?
Oh, I thought he did it to save her.
He does it to save her, but in this I think he shoves her as like, I don't want you in here, get out. And then it's shot down. Hang on, I'll just double check.
Also, how many helicopters got shot down in this? 3?
The one the squad's on?
Yeah. How did that one go down?
The bad guy. We didn't even talk about the bad guy.
Yeah.
Who's called Incubus, apparently.
I left that out of my review because I forgot.
He blasts it down.
Yeah. See, I didn't even pick up on that when
that
I saw it.
That villain design looks very good. But
the special effects is a bit wonky.
Yeah, I'm okay with
it. But I didn't mind.
Yeah.
I didn't mind.
Joker and Harley get into an argument after he rescues her. In early cuts, he reportedly pushes her out to kill her. Then the helicopter gets shot down.
Right. See, and there's later in one of the trailers, you see him turn up and half his face is kind of burnt.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
he pulls a pin. What I thought he was going to turn up towards the end and do something to grab Harley and like intervene and kind of help, but have his own agenda.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted him to do. Or they could have just made him the villain.
Right, exactly.
Like they did in Assault on Arkham.
They could have given him the totem or the heart.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that?
Oh, we're talking about the heart.
Okay, right.
Let's talk about the villain first. What do you think of the Enchantress?
You're good.
What?
No, like not.
What about this?
Oh, her being flippity-floppity. Yeah. Look, she was fine.
It's not really the kind of villain that the Suicide Squad
should be fighting.
But you know what? To be fair, their role wasn't to go up against the Enchantress. It was to get Amanda Waller.
Right.
That was, there was like, this is an extraction mission.
I like that twist. I know you hated it.
How do you know I hated it?
I saw your review.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I thought it was going to be somebody interesting in the bunker.
Right.
And I'm not saying
who could
not...
it have been, though?
Yeah, that's
Jimmy Olsen. He's still alive.
I wanted to be surprised.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was just Amanda Waller. I thought maybe they had to pull out the Joker for whatever
reason.
That
was a little bit confusing because I assumed she would be back in Washington, D.C.
Right, right.
I assumed that's where the Situation Room was.
Yeah.
There you go. So it took me a minute to adjust. Then I'm like, oh, it's in the... Okay, right.
Yeah, I just thought that was a little disappointing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I thought, oh, we're going to get something like a real twist here. But it was,
Okay, so Enchantress as villain. Let me think.
I thought she was more interesting until...
There's nothing that... You know what?
Turns.
I can't think of anything because there's nothing to think about.
Yeah,
with this character.
Well, let's talk about the heart.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a...
I think you're being misled here. Look, I'm happy to put the boot into this movie where it's deserved.
Right.
And I will do that and continue to do that. But you're saying that because Amanda Waller had the heart, she could have killed her at any moment.
Yes.
I don't think she could have.
Why not?
Because she tries to do it initially. Like when Enchantress escapes, she infects the other guy, turns him into the incubus, the brother.
Yeah.
And then Enchantress goes to find him again. Amanda Waller goes to crush the heart. Then the incubus guy grabs her and like repowers her.
Right. Oh, I think that strengthened the heart?
I think at that point... She couldn't be killed until the brother's hold on her disappeared. Because you see Amanda Waller try and kill her.
See, I thought she's just stabbing at it with a little pen.
Yep.
Just take like a rock and or shoot at it or something.
No, I see what you're saying, but I don't think that would have worked until the end.
Okay, well, maybe they should have shown that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, there should have been a moment where she's like, it's not working.
Yeah.
Because, or the heart just regenerates
again. Maybe they cut it out.
Maybe they probably bloody cut it out, wouldn't they? Bloody cut it out. But then, at the end, Harley cuts her heart out and then they can't find it for a minute until Captain Boomerang. Oh, there's the thing Captain Boomerang does.
Yeah.
He finds the heart.
Yes, he does. And?
Yes.
What does he do? His character motivation, I did not buy at all. He had a great moment in the bar where they're like, listen, I'm going to shut off, I'm breaking my phone, so I'm not going to detonate any bombs in your head.
Uh-huh.
And Captain Boomerang just gathers up his beer and
he leaves.
And
yeah,
he bolts.
Yeah, that was great.
And I'm like, that's great.
Yep.
And then 10 seconds later, they're walking down the street and he just kind of sidles up into the group.
Yeah.
Even have a cut of him drinking beer and he's just like, ugh, fuck it. And he just rejoins. But he just kind of goes back in the line.
That's what I was going to say. We should get back to character motivations in a second.
Mm.
It disappointed me, again, because he didn't have any novelty boomerangs. He should have had novelty boomerangs.
Agreed.
Tons of them.
Too many.
We
should have been spoiled for choice, Mason.
Would have been spoiled for choice. There wasn't even the moment where he throws the boomerang, somebody goes, you missed, and then it hits him in the back.
You
of the
hate head. That, though.
No, but here's the thing. You do a funny little twist on it. He throws the boomerang, the bad guy, the opponent goes, you missed, and Captain Boomerang's like, did I? And there's a beat, and you hear the boomerang like fall into the water. I hear a splash, and then it cuts back to Boomerang, and he's like, I'm really drunk. I'm so drunk.
That would have been amazing.
Would have worked.
Ben Affleck, when you do your Captain Boomerang solo movie, let me see the script.
Let me see the script. Your character motivations. Don't buy that one.
Yep.
By Deadshot's, obviously, because he's got the daughter. That's fine. I buy El Diablo. Should we talk about El Diablo?
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Great.
Really good.
Yep.
I love his demon form.
So good.
I love how he...
Didn't know that's what it was going to be.
Me neither.
And blam.
And he bloody rears up and he puts his hand on Incubus's chest and he just melts right through it. But you see him kind of fading as he's doing it, like he's going out.
And when he's like, I'm 100% in this, and like his head like turns into the ram skull thing, I'm like, that's good. That is
so
some good
work.
Yeah. If only all the characters were like that.
But they're not, Mason.
They're not. They're bad characters. They're bad just sketches.
What about Slipknot?
Yeah, he's good, isn't
he? And when we call this over a year ago.
Yeah.
The first one to go.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I knew it was coming. Yep. I predicted like to the second when it was going to happen.
That's the second boomerang that Captain Boomerang throws. Yes. He throws it as a distraction.
He misses.
Yep.
You missed.
Oh.
And he did.
And then he catches the boomerang. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I bought Al Diablo's motivation.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn's didn't buy it at all. Why she switched sides all of a sudden?
Yeah. Fair point.
And also,
because she's good at heart? Because she's kind of good at heart in the comic, but you don't think it was kind of worked into that?
No, not really. Also, because she's like, you killed your children. This is where I draw the line. First of all, she's killed a lot of people. Second of all, I didn't see this in the movie, but this has been pointed out. She's the one who kills Robin in this universe.
Yes. Well, so, apparently.
Apparently. Again, I want to see photographic proof before that's confirmed.
But what if it's like Chris O'Donnell, 35-year-old Robin kind of age?
Oh, yeah.
Then that's not killing children, Mason.
That's true. Yeah. But I mean, she's killed a lot of people who presumably have children.
Definitely.
So don't be like, you've got to step up and accept that you killed your kids because blah, blah, blah.
That felt tacked on.
Yeah, just...
That whole scene felt...
You're a lunatic. The point of your character is you're a lunatic. Don't...
Yeah, don't pass a judgment.
Don't put morality on the top of
that. Also, that guy...
You tried to stab Batman to death when he was rescuing you. Like, you're not 100% there,
if Did you enjoy when Batman hit her in the face?
Sure. I enjoy when Batman punches people in the face.
You know how hard it is to hit someone underwater?
Underwater, right?
And knock him out?
Yeah. I assume he's got a little... Like a little outboard motor on his glove. Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Ring, ding, ding, but ding. I also, I enjoyed how the Joker just abandoned her. Like, he's like, Batman's here, I'm out.
Right.
And she's just left.
Yeah, see, that works. That's where there was still some promise in the movie for me. Because they're like, okay, that is kind of their relationship, where she loves him with all her heart because she's been tricked into doing it.
Yeah.
But he could take her or leave her.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Or he says he can, at least. Yeah,
he did this just because... It was a fun thing to do. Turn this person to Harley Quinn, and he could just go away, and maybe when he's more interested, he'll come back.
The version of her in Injustice goes away for a year and has his kid,
right,
and then comes back, and he pretends that she never left.
Right.
Like, because he's just a shit boy.
Right.
You know what there was a lot of? People showing other people things on iPads.
That's true. There was a bit of that,
Or phones or whatever.
Yeah.
Just being like, look at
It's your wife. She's being held hostage.
This is Amanda Waller.
This is my boomerang camera.
Yeah, that's right. There was a lot of that.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just being like, check this out. Check these ones out.
Uh-huh.
What else we got here?
Duh.
I enjoy these breaking down of DC movie episodes.
Yeah, good.
I enjoyed the Batman Superman one. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, with Bourne, I'm just kind of like, he was in it.
He was, wasn't he?
It all happened.
Yep.
But there's so many layers.
There's apparently a scene when they're going to Midway City in the helicopters where Killer Croc throws up some meat he's eaten, and then he eats it again. Pretty good. That would have given something to do. Again, we didn't mention this pre-spoilers, but he's just like, they're like, we're going to get this bomb under the bad guy to blow. We're going to go into the water. We've got a scuba team to do it. And then Killer Croc's like, I'll go as well, because it's something for me. Because otherwise,
underwater.
What else would he have done in the movie? Nothing.
Jumped about.
He's got
a punch.
Nothing.
Yeah. He's just a strong-ish guy.
And again, he's not a, like, you would think that if they're going to have an action sequence where there's a scuba team and Killer Croc, they've got to plant the bomb, you would think that the bad guys would come in and they'd tear apart the military guys, and Killer Croc would be the last guy in and he'd plant the bomb.
Also, ultimately...
But he doesn't, it's just a regular...
Yeah, because he escapes.
Yeah. It could have just been... You don't even need him in there.
But he loves the sewers.
He does love
the
sewers.
He did that weird little run.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, a bit underused. Also, I don't think this version of Killer Croc, he hasn't got crocodile DNA. Which
no.
Not all of them do. Yeah. He's just got like a skin disease and he's just kind of turned himself into this monster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Batman like kicked him out of, they mentioned that Batman kicked him out of Gotham for being real weird looking.
Sure, yeah.
Probably throwing up and eating his meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I thought was strange? When Amanda Waller came out at the end and was like, hey, you're all going to listen to me because I've got this phone and it's got all your faces on it and I'll just press them. Maybe three or four of those people could have shot that out of her hand.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Or boomeranged it out of her hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, or just slapped it out.
El Diablo probably could have El Diablo'd it out of her hand ages
ago.
Dead. Yeah, I know he's dead. I know. But
yeah, he could have.
Saying, forgotten friends, you know
forgotten
what I mean?
Forgotten friends.
Yeah.
I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that everything?
I think so. Oh, which reminds me, speaking of boomeranging, there is that scene where they're all pinned down by machine gun fire. Or should I say minigun fire?
Oh, what do you think of that?
We'll talk about it in a second. But I was like, now they're all pinned down, they've all found cover. Now is the perfect time for somebody to throw a weapon in some sort of arc over some cover and really maybe some sort of explosive boomerang.
And they
didn't
did
happen.
It?
No, it didn't
Aww.
Happen.
Yeah. Now, you know what I did enjoy?
What's that?
When the Joker turned up at the end of SWAT gear and he had Joker written on the front
that
of it.
That was pretty good.
I mean, because that's the kind of comic book thing where did he get it? But it doesn't matter, but he got it. And that's
true, yeah.
That's
Has he got a guy that makes it?
Exactly.
Where did he get the car? I assume he forced somebody to build it for him.
He must have.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I love about it. Yeah. Now, what else have we got here? I got some tweets here from some listeners.
Yep. Oh, actually, you know what? Minigun Minute. Here we go. Gonna think of a theme. Here we go. Wait, I can do this. Miniguns are pretty rad. Is this one good or is it bad? We'll test this scene to its limits in the segment Meso's Minigun Minutes.
Did I say minute?
Yeah. Okay. It's hard because you got to work backwards. I went mini, what rhymes with minute? Nothing. I don't want to know now. I've already done it.
I had skillet, but that wasn't even right.
Anyway, okay. You know Mark Ruffalo. Anyway, here we go. So for anybody who doesn't know, I love a minigun,
right.
Which is a real big gun with a lot of barrels.
Sure.
It's usually hung on a helicopter or a very large action hero.
Yes.
Like The Rock or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure.
And they're often in movies, but they're often poorly used.
Yes.
Okay, so in this one, it's mounted to a helicopter. Good start.
Great start.
It's a big old gun. Good old muzzle flash. You know what? Okay, plus 100 points because they actually shoot some people with it.
Yeah, they riddle
because
them.
99% of the time, it's just used to shoot at foliage or police cars or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to see somebody riddled with bullets.
Just get torn in half.
That's what I want. Exactly. Yeah. And look, and again, it's nobody important gets shot with
it.
No. Just some
of Rick Flagg's.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Friends.
Who's Scott Eastwood in this?
Nobody.
Does he get
his
own
scene? It was rumored he was Dick Grayson. No, he dies. He's the one who plants the bomb.
Oh, is that sets him? Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Yes. Exactly.
He's not there at the end, so I assume it was him.
All right, so points off. Because they don't really get chopped in half.
Right.
It's pretty impressive.
Do you think this could have benefited from an R rating?
Yeah.
Not from the box office perspective. Also, this apparently isn't going to open in China. And I said
because of ghosts?
Maybe.
No, it's because of ghosts. That's why Ghostbusters is
I guess, yeah.
It's probably because Enchantress is a ghost.
And I said when we mentioned the Ghostbusters thing, that's a kiss of death. That's not always true. Uh-huh. Deadpool obviously didn't. And this, I mean, who knows whether it will have legs. But the general public, I'd say, is much more positive towards this movie than critics are.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, there is a lot of positive feedback for this movie.
Yeah.
Including me, Mason, who enjoyed it.
You seem to enjoy it a lot.
That's,
exactly. See what I mean?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, look, I had an okay time at this movie. Should have been so much more.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're still in the minigun minute.
Right.
Points off, CGI muzzle flash.
Okay.
I guess, you know.
Did you see the bullets, the casings ping on the ground?
No. But you see plenty of that from Deadshot earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Anyway, that was the minigun minute.
It certainly was.
Yeah.
Minigun, it's a minute.
I forgot what it was. Forgot all the lyrics. Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll edit it back in.
Great.
I won't.
Oh, I was going to say, here's my question. How many of the members of How many members of the Suicide Squad do you think can actually beat Superman in a fight?
None. Maybe El Diablo.
I was going to say, here's the thing. I reckon Enchantress maybe would give it a
okay,
go.
Okay, sure. I guess she's a member, yeah.
Katana? Know. See, that's the thing. Like,
What can the sword cut through?
I reckon maybe Superman.
Yeah, well, if it's magic.
Yeah, magic. Yeah, see, that's
possibly,
right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Enchantress and Katana weren't really in the Suicide Squad. Like, they were kind of...
Right.
They were in it before the criminals were on board, so just have them on the squad.
That's a really good point.
Also, El Diablo is magic, so...
Yeah. So he could do it. He could melt through Superman.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel... What this movie needed was and I said this right at the start, but I think it needed a way to show that all the characters conceivably could at least distract Superman for a minute.
Right.
Like, give Captain Boomerang like a boomerang that's got like a nano molecular edge or something like that.
Right.
He could throw at Superman and cut his skin or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he has to catch it with a magnetic glove or something.
Okay,
that'd
sure.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then you could go, well, Superman would paste him, but at least he could distract him for 2 minutes and Superman couldn't just plow him through several walls.
Which he would.
He would definitely do that, yeah.
I got some tweets here.
Okay, I'm ready.
From some people on Twitter.
Yep.
This is from Sean Livingston. He's at @wackadoo. Wackadoo.
Nice. He got it.
Suicides. Actually, no, I'm going to start from positive and then I'm going to go negative.
Okay, good.
So I think that would be
That's
more
the spirit.
It's from @GregCarter78. Loved it. Fun ride, good characters. #, best movie ever. Byron_Clark. I really liked it. Embraced the fact that it was a comic book movie and was happy to ham it up, which I think benefited the movie. I agree. I don't disagree with that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is from at Penning Tomorrow. I liked it fine enough, but I think I'm done with DC movies.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is getting a bit sour, Mason.
Oh, no. Only took two tweets. Two tweets.
Well, there's only six. This is from at Low Crow. Fun characters in a bad film.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. At Imperialist Rex Show. Suicide Squad was the Mortal Kombat annihilation of comic book movies.
Brutal.
And at Wackadoo, Suicide Squad review, balls. Boomerang threw three boomerangs.
Thank
and
you.
Killer Croc had a funny run when he ran into the water.
Yeah, he did.
He touched on two things that we brought up.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have the boomerang number confirmed.
Well, Mason,
yeah.
As you know, we do this show until DC have a universally praised movie.
Oh.
It was going to be Batman Superman. That was when the show was going to end.
That's true.
And then we pushed it back to Suicide Squad.
Yep.
And I don't think we can say that this is universally praised.
No.
So I guess we just keep plugging away.
Now, okay, but the good thing is at this rate, we will have a universally praised DC movie in about 40 years. So
you don't think Wonder Woman can turn it around?
Oh, I meant just in the rate of quality as they've been going so
far. Oh, okay, right.
I'm saying, like, if the line keeps going up the rate it's going up,
yeah, yeah,
it'll be a really long time. But maybe Wonder Woman will be at that spike.
I said I liked this better than Man of Steel. I probably enjoyed it more from a fun perspective.
Yeah, okay,
but
probably,
I like about 60% of Man of Steel, and then at the end it just falls off a cliff for me. But I really enjoy, like, the origin and all the Krypton stuff, and even though it's very dour and serious and I don't really like the characterization, I'd say this is probably more on par for Man of Steel with me. Better than Batman Superman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But, agreed.
Yeah. God, what a journey.
Isn't it?
What
been,
a bloody
right?
journey, Mason.
Yeah, right?
Is there anything else, or can we move on to the next part of the show?
Let me think. Is there anything else happen in this movie?
I'm sure there did some things happened in
nah.
it.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Okay, how about this?
Okay, I'm ready.
Some people are calling it this year's Fantastic Four.
You know what? As I came out of this movie, I thought to myself, this is a movie where not a lot happens and nobody has anything to do. And I remembered thinking, we talked about a movie that did that exact same thing and I couldn't quite remember what it was. So I went through on iTunes all their episodes and I went, Fantastic Four. It's not as bad as Fantastic Four.
Definitely
but
not.
It does have that same...
Well,
it's a script issue.
Yeah, definitely. And an editing problem.
Yeah.
Where they've reshot a bunch of stuff and it doesn't quite fit in. Again... Fantastic Four, though, didn't have the characters and the fun that saved this movie, because that movie is just dour and horrible.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I would rather watch Suicide Squad again.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I Fantastic would Four definitely again. Watch this again.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I will.
No, I won't.
But I'll see it when it, you know, we'll do a commentary and whatever. But I came out of this going, yeah, I would definitely, I would like to see it again, but I probably will hold off until a bit down the line, till one of the... five releases, whichever cut we get. You know what? It's interesting though. David Ayer, he didn't throw anything under the bus. He just went, listen, this was my version.
Yep.
I think people have learned from Josh Trank.
Right.
I mean, like, you can't turn
Does he
around.
Have anything coming up?
I haven't heard anything. Let's quickly look it
let's
up.
Let's look him up.
Oh yeah. By the way, I did a poll for the Weekly Planet.
Oh yes.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. What did you think of Suicide Squad? 13% said total shit. 18% said whatever. 54% said fun but with flaws. 15% said amazing. So I think most people kind of fall in that middle kind of range.
Uh-huh.
Even though you hated Mason, because as we know, you're a Marvel fanboy, you're a dickhead, you're a bad bloke, you bring nothing but negativity. I hope you get hit by a car.
All those things are true.
All right, Josh Trank, let's have a look.
All right.
We should have regular Josh Trank updates.
Oh, Josh Trank updates.
What's a good name for that? You're good at naming things.
Oh, okay. Josh Trank.
Is he back on Trank?
Ooh. You've
you
done
like
it.
That?
Yeah. Now that's it should be punchier.
Okay.
Maybe just back on Trank?
That's what I said. No, I said is he back? Okay,
yeah, back
enough.
On Trank? You have to say it like that.
Okay.
God, this is going to be
Fantastic Four got 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ugh.
No, there's nothing in his Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is not good for Josh Trank.
No.
He had a Star Wars and everything.
This is going to be our greatest recurring segment of them all. Even better than Minigun Minute.
I don't think anything's better than Minigun Minute,
That's
Mason.
True.
Josh Trank is one of those guys who looks complete.
Upcoming Project 1, The Red Star.
Okay. It's not on his IMDb.
It is.
Not as director.
No, he's co-writer.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. He's easing his way back in.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of those guys who looks completely different in every photo I see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm like, is that Josh Trank? Is he back on Trank? No. All right, Mason.
Yeah.
Let's get into the next victim of the segment of the show.
Let's get the next segment.
Look, I've had a bloody glass of wine as I've been doing this, yeah, as you know.
I'm aware.
Yeah. It's called What We Reading?
Ah, What We Gonna Read.
I'm doing the thing.
What are we reading today? Did it start as What You Read and What You Gonna Read?
Who knows?
No way of knowing. I was just thinking that the other day.
What do you got?
Well, I think we've both got the same one.
No, I got a different one, but...
Oh, well, I've been watching... I've just watched the first episode and a half because I'm like, Viola Davis, great in this...
Yeah.
This movie.
Yes.
So I'll watch the TV series she's on, which is How to Get Away with Murder. A few months ago, I asked people to tweet at me at Wikipedia Brown their A-plus shows that they watch every week without fail. And a lot of people actually tweeted me this show, How to Get Away with Murder.
Sure, they weren't just saying, I've murdered somebody. How do I get away with a murder?
Oh, no. Now the statute of limitations has passed. They've all gotten away with it. Scot-free, the perfect crime. Tweet at me your bad crimes and I'll assume you're joking. Oh, no. So anyway, Viola Davis plays a criminal defense attorney who is also a law professor, and she teaches Criminal Law 100, or as she calls it, How to Get Away with Murder.
It's punchier, isn't it?
I know, right?
Did you watch a show called Criminal Law 100?
No. So anyway, so she has selected five of her best students, and she sort of lets them tag along with her cases, and she's got unorthodox methods, and they've got sort of out-of-the-box thinking, and...
Yep.
They go along with these crimes. You know, it's like a procedural every week.
Yeah.
There's a different crime in there.
But I think it's a cut above your regular procedure.
Yeah, well, because also there's a time jump. Three months in the future, those same five students are in the woods at night and they're attempting to dispose of a body.
They're trying to How to Get Away with
Murder. Yeah, they're using the methods she's taught them to How to Get Away with Murder. And so it's kind of like, well, we've got this law procedural, but we've also got how did they get into this situation?
Yes.
And we're going to sort of learn how they did
that. Well, I'm up to how they got in that situation.
Oh, don't tell me what it is.
It's an intriguing premise, Mason. Oh. I really enjoy
it. Did they do a murder? Don't tell me.
I can't tell you,
no,
Mason.
I know, thank you. You passed the test.
Yes. You know what's good about the show, and you'll find this later
on. The murder?
Yeah, the murder's great. It's some of the best I've seen.
Yep.
But you see, like, she's got this facade, and that you kind of get a peek behind that.
Uh-huh.
And it's not only, like, emotionally, like, physically. Like, she kind of strips down her character.
Uh-huh.
Not like naked,
yeah,
but maybe Mason, but not really.
Ooh.
Where you see like a different side of her,
oh,
which I won't get into, but she plays it really well.
Yeah, I've also been watching a couple episodes of I don't know if it's still on. Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. It's got Kristen Ritter in it.
Don't know it.
Oh, it's got Kristen Ritter and another woman and James Vanderbeek playing himself. It's it's about a woman who moves to the big city and then she loses her job at like a prestigious firm and she has to start working in a coffee shop and she moves in with Kristen Ritter's character, who is a lunatic.
Great.
Whose best friend is James Vanderbeek, the actor who's playing himself.
Is he a lunatic?
He's kind of a lunatic.
Great.
It's pretty fun.
I like Vanderbeek.
Yeah, he's good, right?
I like what he's about.
Yeah,
great chin on him too. You notice that?
Yep, real good.
I actually read the Harry Potter play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
How'd that go?
Mason.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Let me tell you that straight up, all right? I'm not going to spoil anything. I recommend if you're a Harry Potter fan, you should read it. If you don't know anything about Harry Potter...
A Harry Potter fan, they call
you. Yeah, steer away from it.
What do they call you if you're a fan of Harry Potter? Is there a specific name?
A pothead.
No.
A Potterer?
No.
A Swayze.
Yeah.
Because it's a few steps away from ghost. It's a bit kind of...
Oh,
like,
I get it. That's very good. Yeah,
thank
nice.
You.
Nice.
That's a glass of wine doing my job for me, mate.
Drinking makes you better than ever.
But without ruining anything of it, it's where Harry Potter's an adult and he's got some kids.
Yep.
And that's all I'm going to say. And,
okay.
And some threats emerge, which are really interesting.
Ooh.
And I had the same feeling I got when I finished the last Harry Potter book, where I'm like, I'm real bummed out that there's now no more Harry Potter for now. I don't care about Fantastic Beasts and where to... get them. Where are they? I don't care.
They're in the bloody case. Just look in the case. Just keep the bloody case locked. You'll be fine, all right?
And they've already greenlit another one of those, so I guess it's...
Yep.
But okay. I just have no interest in that.
Mm.
I hope it's good, but I think this will eventually be a movie, and I think it'll be like the Force Awakens of Harry Potter movies. Like, it's just going to rain down money and fans and everything. It's just going to storm, mate.
Would you say it is action-packed?
Yeah, I would say that.
On the level of a Harry Potter movie?
Yes. And it also brings back characters.
How do they do that live?
On the stage play? That's a really good question.
Cardboard, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a lot of cardboard and strings, man. Yeah. That's the theatre, baby.
They probably resprayed that gigantic King Kong from the King Kong musical as Hagrid.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know if he's in it.
Ooh.
I have to think about that. But yeah, and it finds a way to bring back some old characters in really interesting ways without spoiling anything. And you'd think that, like, if someone told me this character's back, I'll be like, oh, really? But no, it's done very well.
Huh.
And again, bummed out there's no more. Also, I've downloaded the Batman Telltale game
that
I want to play, but I haven't had time to play it yet.
Well.
I haven't played any of those, so I'm not even sure how they exactly play. But I'm looking forward to the branching
story. It's just all
quick
time events. No, I'm just kidding. It's not.
But there is some of that, though, I hear.
Yeah.
All right, Mason. Well, I know that you're too busy opening something.
No,
but
I'm
you've
not.
Actually,
I'm, no, I'm
you've actually
my,
fallen
we got a,
down.
No, wait, no, wait, wait, no. I've wait, hang on, no.
This is not going
wait,
well.
Wait, no, this is the wrong thing. Hang on, God.
You've really let the team down.
No, I was opening, we've got to level up Luke Crane as well. Letters, oh, letters time. Letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters. We should do letters.
Yeah, well, yeah, we could, couldn't we?
Yeah.
All right, Mason. Yeah, you got your Voltron shirt.
Yeah,
you think you're better than me, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Well, mine's fresh. Yours is soiled.
Yeah, I have been wearing it for 4 hours. this is from at BenMJDBrammer, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's how you hit us up.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter. You hashtag it and we find it. Do you think John Krasinski would make a good Eric O'Grady?
Wait, the other Ant-Man?
Yeah. One of them. The bad one.
Yeah. John Krasinski from The Office.
Yeah.
No.
Why is that?
He's too clean cut.
Not squirrely enough?
If anything, John Krasinski should have been Scott Lang.
Okay.
And Paul Rudd should have been Eric O'Grady.
Yeah, no, I can definitely say that. Uh-huh. But I think they worked in elements of Eric O'Grady into the Scott Lang version because he's kind of this kind of skeezy kind of jerk and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Mm.
Well, sorry, Ben.
Yeah.
No. That's what Mason says, and I kind of agree, but you're all right. Thank you.
He's either goofy big lug.
Yep.
Or if you put him in a different light and change his haircut, super handsome marine big lug.
Yeah.
Right, that's his two speeds.
That's
I don't
right.
think he could be, oh, maybe he can. I don't know.
Well, I don't believe it.
He does love pranks.
He certainly does.
Yeah.
He got Dwight that time, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
This is from Connor McGuinness.
Yes.
At CMCG_22. Change that, mate. That's no good.
Mm.
No, you're right. I probably mean something really profound.
Nah.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Who do you think should play Darkseid in Justice League? If he's in Justice League. If not, the next Justice League. I
James
guess.
Brolin.
Oh, I was going to go, yes. But then I went, oh.
Is
Oscar
he
Isaac.
Yeah. Oh. I was going to say because Josh Brolin's Thanos and...
Yes.
Thanos is a
Oh, right.
Dark,
yeah, so. I thought you meant... I got my Brolins mixed up, mate.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah, I guess James Brolin could do it.
Powers Booth.
He's in Marvel.
Don't care.
I think he's too old, but it's CGI.
Yeah.
What about a Ron Perlman?
Oh, yeah, he's craggy enough, isn't he?
I think he's craggy enough.
He's pretty darn craggy.
Would you say he's at maximum crag? He's not Mickey Rourke crag.
He's at maximum crag. I think for his size, he's at maximum crag.
But Mickey Rourke has done some untowards things to his own face.
That's true.
And Ron Perlman, not as much.
Yeah.
What about Javier Bardem? People are saying that. Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Work.
There's some fan art of that's really good.
Yeah.
He's got
a touch of the Andre the Giant about him.
He certainly does, yeah.
And if
Big
Andre
features.
The and if Andre the Giant was still alive, I'd say Andre the Giant.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd have to dub him, though?
No, I think they'd have just his regular voice.
Maybe as is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, I don't know, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, because he's kind of a bit tone deaf in his cadences, Mason.
Yeah.
I miss that guy.
Me too.
Great. What about Daniel Craig?
Well, like Daniel Craig, he's just so craggy.
He's not that craggy. He's not a maximum crag.
That's true. Time will tell, won't it?
What about Craig McLaughlin?
Oh,
Australian actor.
Yeah, very good. Daniel Craig. Nah, don't like it.
No, don't like it?
No.
Head too weird? You need a guy with a weird head.
That's true, you do. Who else is giant?
They don't have to be giant.
It'd help, though.
Josh Brolin isn't giant. I mean, he's like regular size, and he's Thanos.
He's got a giant head, though.
Yeah, he does have a pretty big head.
You need a big head.
So you need at least a big head.
Yeah.
What about a Michael Shannon if he wasn't Zod?
No, bigger.
I think Michael Shannon is the best DC villain. I mean, if you're not counting the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're anti-heroes. Is that true? He really acts the shit out of that.
I agree.
He's way better than Lex Luthor.
Yeah, that's very true.
Mm.
Oh, who else could be Darkseid's giant old head?
That's it?
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right. Sorry, we didn't really answer that, Connor. Okay, Tristan Rust says, TKR_13. What's with these bloody Twitter handles? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
All the good ones were taken. Okay. At Wikipedia Brown. At Mr. Sunday Movies.
That's what you got. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Ring a ding ding. I predict a thing. Ooh. He says DC will reboot before we ever see Green Lantern Corps or Justice League 2. Thoughts? Is that possible?
Well, it is. I mean, it is possible. I mean, they've rebooted Spider-Man several times. Sure. So, but would they do that with a whole universe?
I think if they were to do it, they'd time travel and just be like wipe, like X-Men did, but hopefully better because X-Men just kind
of. Okay. Would they keep some of the actors and not others?
Yes.
Would they keep
that? I think you could keep all of the actors, but just put them in better written films.
That's probably true, actually. Yeah. Mm. That's a good
Except
question.
Except for Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. Because DC are mad for a reboot.
They love
They've
it,
just,
mate.
They're accelerating their reboots.
Well, the reason they couldn't get their universe off the ground is because Nolan was doing his Batman movies, and Nolan was like, this is just a universe with Batman and nobody else.
Yeah.
And some muscular men. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
let's see. They did their Tim Burton-iverse, which ended in with Batman and Robin.
Uh-huh.
They kicked off again with Catwoman.
Yep.
Which immediately ruined itself. Then they did the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yep.
But before that even finished, they threw in the Green Lantern movie, which isn't connected to anything else, and that finished. Yep. And then the Dark Knight trilogy finished, and then the Man of Steel-iverse started.
Yeah.
So is that five?
Yeah, look, I think they've invested...
Not including the 66 version.
Yeah. But I think they're all separate incidents.
Yes.
I think because they've put so many characters into the mix here...
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to ride this one out.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think if they are going to reboot, time travel.
Time travel.
Just flashpoint it,
yeah,
mate.
Cool. Nice. Good idea.
Maybe we can get a real Death of Superman movie.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty good. All right, Mason, that's the show.
That is the show. Oh, also, somebody last week said, I'm in Edinburgh, what shows would I see?
I think that was a week before.
Yeah, it was ages ago.
Or maybe even the week before that.
But anyway, Edinburgh Fringe Festival is happening now. If you want to see a good show, see my friend Nick Cody. He's a very funny comedian.
I've heard he's not a very funny comedian.
What?
And I'll say it to his face.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're lucky he's in Edinburgh.
Lucky for him.
Yeah. Also, I think Auntie Donna in Edinburgh, so you
they're
can see
great.
That. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that to their face, though. I love their YouTube skits.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really
anyway,
good.
Anyway, you should see that stuff.
I've got a shout-out, Mason.
What is it?
This is to Aaron Farrell, who actually ran into my friend Prue in Nepal, of all places. And she was like, oh, my friend's got a podcast. And he was like, which podcast? And it was like The Weekly Planet. He was like, oh, my God, I listened to that podcast. And what a coincidence, Mason, that this event has transpired, and now we're here, and I have his name, and you're sitting across from me, and my friend Prue told me that earlier, and now I know that this is something that I'm saying to him. Hello, Aaron. You're all right. And I hear you're also Irish. Two things. Good on you, mate.
Do you have anything nice to say about Prue?
No.
Wow.
Let me tell you something about Prue.
Oh, no. Here comes one of his famous rants. His famous anti-Prue rants.
No, it's just great. All right, Mason, that's the show.
That's the show.
What are we doing? I'm going to lean back.
Okay.
You say all the things.
Look, I'll say all the things. I'll say, look, you can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp, where we've got all our audio commentaries, Batman v Superman. If you haven't heard that one, if you want to hear my theory about robots, but in a slightly different way, you can listen to that.
If you want to hear his theory of robots as he's kind of distracted because he's watching a movie,
yeah,
that's where to go.
So even better that way, I feel. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If you'd like to contribute to the show in any way, keeping the bloody lights on here in the man cave.
Yeah, regular room.
No, it's a man cave. You can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yes.
You want to throw in a buck a month or something like that? You can buy a t-shirt. They're on Redbubble.
Yep.
At Golden Legend and Fergal Quigley. They've got some t-shirts. There's some other guys making some t-shirts as well.
Mm.
I'm on board with them.
Absolutely.
There's a crest.
We've got to try and consolidate into the one place, but make sure the people who make those also get money for it.
Exactly.
We're going to
have
to do that at
some point.
Some
people have said, have you authorized these t-shirts? There's one that's like a Pokemon team one, I think.
One.
It's very good.
Cool.
And there's like a Weekly Planet crest.
The Game of Thrones one.
Yeah, the Wackadoo's one. Yeah. They're both.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I don't
they're
mind.
They're great. They're real good.
Whatever people want to do, man.
Yeah. They're real good. And what else? Oh, if you want to support the show by doing the thing you'd do anyway.
Yep. What is that?
You can just, we've got an Amazon affiliate link in the episode description.
Yes.
Just click on that. It goes through to regular Amazon. I'm losing my words.
That's okay.
Very late.
You've had a real
just
tough
goes through to regular Amazon. You can just shop on your regular Amazon, buy what you're going to buy anyway, and we get a kickback somehow.
And we would love that.
Yeah.
Or not, if you didn't do it. Also.
Is there anything else? Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes.
There's a new comic.
Yes, there is.
Issue 3.
Yeah.
My brother's make an appearance. The one that you like and the one,
one that
don't
I don't
like.
Let me tell you, likeness is very accurate. Yeah, what else? Thanks to everybody who makes the bloody fan art and the
yeah,
comics
really
and all that
good,
sort of
man.
Stuff. It's weird that we have fan art.
It is
That's why
weird.
I invented the term wackadoo.
I invented that.
Did you?
And I said it's crap, and then you said, nah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that'll do it.
You drove it home. I didn't want to do it.
Thank you. What else? Yeah, thanks to everybody who subscribes. Sends us a nice tweet.
Yeah, it's really
gives
good.
Gives us a nice review.
Reviews
all those things
help,
are great.
Yeah,
tell
yeah.
a friend if you think this is good.
Please do.
Yeah. This would be a good episode because we yell about things.
Especially if people love Suicide Squad. It's a perfect one to come in
I
on.
I think so.
Just two guys just completely ragging on a movie, which one of them kind of liked and one of them kind of didn't.
Correct.
Who's to say which was which?
We'll never know.
All right.
Is that everything? Oh, thanks to Raw Collings.
Yes.
He's at the Weekly Planet.
He is.
He makes little animated videos about us.
Yes.
They're great.
And they are really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next week, Mason.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's no way of knowing.
We'll do something. Well, we got 150 coming up, episode 150. Mm-hmm. I know people want us to do either.
Look, I know people as well.
Calm down, all right? Yeah. Like, people want to do either a superhero showdown.
Yeah, okay.
Or a... So, that's 4 weeks away. This is 147.
Uh-huh.
Or a cancelled comic book movie. So, we'll do one of those. But, you know, they come around every now and then, don't they?
Yeah.
Good job, Mason. This
thank
is for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
No problem. My hands will remain here.
Aww.
No, I'm just kidding. Here's some. Here it is. Bit of that. There it is.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Grab that jammy, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Don't lose the show. And I press stop.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.